Hello, friend. My name is Lane Kennedy, and this is Your Intuition Knows. Thank you for joining me. This is a podcast about exploring life and slowing down from today's super connected, overcommitted busyness. In these episodes, I will show up and share practical tools, small inspirations, pieces of conversations, connection with others, and hope that just for today, if you take a moment, a time out, and breathe, that your life will change. Yep. One slow breath, one pause can change everything. I dare you to hang out with me. Let's change the world. Let's change your world one breath, one moment at a time. Welcome to the show. Let's get into it. Hi, guys. Well, here I am. I know I said last time I wasn't going to go away and then I disappeared. And in my last episode, I shared with you about yoga training. And, you know, I kind of had to take some time to recalibrate my body, honestly. And I guess that just takes time. And the good news is that I allowed myself to take that time to process. And during that process, all kinds of really great things opened up. And I want to share those things with you today and tell you where I'm going with the show. And I'm really excited about everything. I'm really excited about everything. So I hope that you are doing what you love in the world and blossoming, because this is the time to blossom. If you're not, I want to invite you to grab my book. That's something that has officially launched, right? Grab it. Grace Happens, A Guide for Living Fearlessly. You can get that on the website, or you can go to Amazon, either place, and just grab it. And then you can do the course that goes along with it. Won't cost you anything. I just want you to expand your awareness and blossom. I keep saying that word, but that's what I want. For everyone. Okay, so let's get into today's topic and where I'm going and what has happened. So, you know, I came back from that yoga training and I told you guys I wasn't going to go away, and then I went away because, well, I have an official job title now, and I work for the city of San Francisco, and I am their official meditation teacher. And I cannot believe this. You know, this is something that I think I wanted, I secretly wanted, and then it appeared. And I want to talk about this idea of following little breadcrumbs. And even though you don't want to follow the breadcrumbs, I'm always very resistant to following these signs. But when I follow and pick up the little nibbles, I suddenly am like filled up and feel so wonderful. So I want to back up and tell you this story, because it's pretty cool how it all kind of unraveled for me. I had to go in. I got a note from my son's teacher that he had been, and there was a truancy. And now I'm thinking to myself, my kid? There's no way. Well, come to find out, the school hadn't received all of the emails that I had sent in when we had gone. We had three weddings to go to last year, and so we had to take off time to attend these weddings. And we did the best we could with scheduling, you know, like around weekends. But sometimes it was like, you got to do what you got to do, right? These are all of my nieces. So they didn't get a bunch of these emails, and so they thought that my kiddo was truant. So I'm running around one day and I get this letter, and I look at it and I'm like, I am not going to this meeting. So I asked the secretary in the office, I said, do I have to go to this? And she said, well, I'll tell you later this afternoon. So come back and I'll tell you. So I came back later that afternoon. She's like, yeah, you really do. I was like, oh God, this is not where I want to be spending my time, but here's the deal. I did it. So I showed up, and it was, you know, an inconvenient time, you know, 4 o'clock. Now, mind you, I'm on a schedule where I pick up Adrian at 5 o'clock, not 4 o'clock. So I had to stop my day, right? Stop my work life day and go to this meeting. So I go to the meeting and, you know, she had said, you know, yeah, there's a lot of you that will be there. And it's really important that you got, you know, everybody shows up at the same time. So the vice principal is not telling the same story over and over again. And I said, yeah, I totally understand that. So I show up, right? And I show up right, you know, I always show up somewhere like right on time. I'm always right on time. I get there and I'm the only one there. And I'm standing there and I'm thinking to myself, did I get the day wrong? So the vice principal says, oh, hi, Lane, what's up? How are you? And I'm like, well, I'm here for, you know, truancy. And he's like, oh yeah. Well, you're the only one that showed up. I'm like, oh my God, great. He's like, yeah, I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to show up. I'm like, oh God. Yeah, thanks. I'm so glad that I did too. And so we went through this whole process and you know, I save all my emails. So I was able to clear my kiddo's truancy record. And then he said to me, you know, you're such a good mom. You're so present. He goes, what do you do? And I said, well, actually, you know, I'm a meditation teacher. He's like, oh my God, why don't you do that for the schools? And I said, well, you know, I had approached the principal last year and he said, you know, that it wouldn't work for the school. And I was like, why doesn't it work for the school? And he had some excuse and I didn't want to get into it. I just left it. He's like, wow. Okay. Well, that's such a needed skill set, you know, teachers, a meditation teacher. That's really, really cool. And I said, yeah, I'm, you know, out in the world right now. I'm looking to really build my clients and really start bringing this message, you know, further into the world. And he said, oh, you should go down and, you know, like talk to Adela. And I said, what? He goes, well, you know, I think we both know your son and he needs to be kept busy. And I said, yeah, I know. And he said, well, Adela can help him with basketball. Now look at this, right? Stop for a moment and get that this is completely way off in right field now, away from the meditation conversation. And I was like, I'm just following the conversation at this point. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll get him signed up for basketball. And the vice principal goes, yeah, that's, you know, we need to really keep his engagement, right? Because he's that kid. He could go down one path or the other path. And I said, yeah, I know. Because we'll go down and talk to Adela now and see if you can sign him up for basketball. I'm like, okay, sure. Okay, I walk away from this meeting and I'm thinking to myself, I am not going to talk to Adela. I don't have time for this. I'm wasting my precious time. Wait, my time. So I get in the car, start the car. And then I hear, just go talk to Adela. It's literally a half a block away. I stop the car, park the car again, get out of the car, walk down to Adela. I say, Adela, hey, you know, VP up there told me to come down and talk to you. He's like, oh, great. Why are you here? What do you want to talk about? I said, well, he seems to think that my son needs to be in the basketball program. She's like, oh, great. Yeah. She goes, I'm so busy because we're at this midway point and we're doing new classes for the next season. And we're, you know, the recreation department here, we have so many things going on and this yoga class just got canceled and I'm trying to fill the basketball and I don't know if I should cancel. Like she's kind of talking around all kinds of different subjects and I'm just listening to her. I'm just following the conversation. And she said, so how old is he? What, you know, when can he come? And okay. She said, well, you know what? Actually, it's not going to work out. So maybe you should call my boss and talk to him about the basketball program. And then you can just drop your son off on Fridays. I'm like, okay, fine. So here I am thinking to myself, why am I wasting my time? And then she said, well, what do you do? And I said, well, I'm into meditation. She's like, oh yeah, everybody needs meditation. I'm like, yeah, you do it? And she's like, no, but I really should. I'm like, yeah. And I said, and I stopped. Here's the golden moment. I stopped for a moment. I said, do you guys have a meditation class here? And she said, no, no. I said, well, how can we do that? And she said, well, you could talk to my boss. So when you call about the basketball stuff, you could talk about this too. And I was like, oh, okay, great. So she gave me the number and I called immediately the next day because A, I want to get my kid in the best situation, but B, more importantly, dun, 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 right? Here I am, this selfish person. I want to find out if I can bring a meditation class to the rec center. So I call because I'm not of the email variety. I want to have contact and no return call, no return call for 7 days. And I'm like, oh, I guess that's a dead lead. I just wasted my time. And I thought, you know what? It was the following Friday and I was there and Adela said, oh, did you get a hold of my boss? I said, no, just email him. So that following Monday, I emailed. Literally, as I'm emailing, I get a phone call. Okay, ladies, this is what I want you to understand. When I was standing in the rec center, I visualized myself leading meditations there. And I got really excited about it because I saw the opportunity. I saw the event actually happening. I saw the future is what I'm trying to share here. I saw myself already present in the space leading the meditation. So let's now go back to this conversation. He calls me and he says, oh my God, I've been meaning to call you. I'm so sorry I didn't call you last week, but you have been on my mind and I am looking for a meditation teacher. What? I said, really? He said, yes, the yoga person just canceled, but I don't want to give up that space and I want to put a meditation in there. And the city of San Francisco is looking as well because we want to bring, you know, there's all kinds of new information about meditation and we need somebody. So he goes, I'm going to need you to come in for an official interview and go through all of the logistics. But, you know, do you have certification? How long have you been doing it? Right. I said, oh my God, I can't even believe I'm having this conversation. He said, why? And I said, because this is the world opening up to me. And he said, really? I said, yeah, I can't get into it, but I'm just so grateful that we're on the phone right now. He said, okay, well, come in tomorrow and let's take care of this. You guys, literally, it happened within 72 hours. I was in his office. He interviewed me. I got in all my certifications, all my paperwork, letters of recommendation. He gave me like 72 hours to get all of this stuff together. So I had to call ex-clients, ex-companies that I worked with to get references and letters, and everybody came through for me. And then I was able to go through this process. I had to get my fingerprinting. What else did I do? All kinds of paperwork. I had to get, oh, check this out. When you work for the city or something, you have to get your high school diploma. How weird is that? Not your college, but your high school diploma. So I was able to actually source everything like within the time frame. And if I were drinking and using, or if I was not in my right mind, there is no way that I would have been able to complete all of this in such a timely manner and with absolute grace. And this is where grace happens, right? I followed the breadcrumbs. I was, even with the resistance, I showed up and had each one of those conversations, and I was present for each one of those conversations. And this is where grace kind of slips in. These moments of true presence. I was with Adela having that conversation eyeball to eyeball with her. And she was like, wow, you're really, call my boss. Like she was like on fire with me, when I talked to her boss, he was like, yeah, fired up, right? Because I was so present with them. When I was at the super, with the vice principal, with the truancy craziness, I was so present. So again, this is kind of a little snapshot of just following the breadcrumbs and being present for every single one, even with the resistance, even with that little naggy voice. Nyah, nyah, nyah. You don't have time for this, Lane. Nyah, nyah, nyah. This is chewing up your free time. Nyah, nyah, nyah. You have so much to do, right? No. The truth of the matter is that there was a mission and I was following the steps, little breadcrumb by breadcrumb. So guys, I want you to pay attention, right? Are you missing any of the breadcrumbs? And right now, today, currently, I am so busy. I have all kinds of new clients all over the city. I'm working with the police department. I'm seeing them twice a week. It's crazy. And I am so grateful. And these men and women of the police force are so incredibly grateful when I show up for them. And why am I sharing this with you today? Because this would have never happened if I wasn't present. If I wasn't allowing grace in my life every day, if I wasn't listening, and sometimes I get confused, and this is like total honesty here, total transparency of like, am I being selfish right now? Or am I being a jackass? Or do I really need to go and, talk to this person? Sometimes it's just go show up, Lane, just show up. And I'm like, that resistance is sometimes a gift. That resistance is sometimes the grace, right? It's like, just go, right? That's a sign for me that something good is going to happen on the other side. That resistance is a flag of like, yeah, something good is going to happen on the other side. Just go, Lane. So pay attention, my friend. This is, like I said, life is so good right now and I'm really busy. And that's why I'm just not on the mic, is because I'm out in the world leading meditations, and on Tuesday nights here in San Francisco, I'm leading a meditation. It's so juicy. Although I do miss the mic and I want to be on here more often. So this is my pledge, is that I am having some conversations with some fellow meditation teachers, and I'm going to do a little, like a little mini series about why I do yoga nidra. Because a lot of people have asked me, like, what is yoga nidra? Why do you do yoga nidra? So that's going to happen. I'm going to have about 5 or 6 conversations with other meditation teachers, just to kind of give you some insight. So it's not all me that you can hear it, about it, but you can get some other ideas, like how profound this practice is. And if you're looking for, you want to just taste it or try it, right? You can go to my website, lanekennedy.com, and there is a bliss meditation that you can download. Super easy. So 2 things for you to do today is go check out my book, right? Grace Happens, and grab the book over there on Amazon and start that course. Super juicy. And then grab the bliss meditation, right? And these are all free. I mean, this is free, you guys. It's like $9 for the book, I think, but the course is free and the meditation is free. Hello? Can you tell that I'm trying to help you out here? Like, I just want all of us ladies to start living in a place of freedom. Because when we're free from like the naggy voices or that perfectionism or that obsessive mind, we can do so much more. Okay, my friend, I've gone on a rant. Sorry about that. I don't want to do that. So I hope that you enjoy the rest of your moment, wherever you're doing. May you find something so, so juicy to fill your heart so that you may be the best you you can be. I will see you next time in the next episode, coming very shortly, a juicy conversation with a fellow yoga teacher. Okay. Till next time. Bye for now.